How have you been?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I've done some sort of self-reflecting with this whole program the last year, Rob, and I have some interesting things to pass along to you, you know, in terms of where we are, you know,
right,
in my business and so forth. So I thought maybe I'd start out with that. You always have things to say, but maybe I'll start out this time. And
yeah, I always start with what's on your mind.
Okay, that sounds good. So, you know, let's see. I think a lot of my time, or I think you may recall or from the notes, Rob, that, you know, I'm kind of a one-man show. I'm part of a partnership, but my business partner, Dave, hasn't really embraced this, you know, concept or this whole program yet. So I've been kind of a one-man show.
Right.
And what I've found to be most helpful for me in this program, Rob, quite honestly, isn't so much the external prospecting, because I haven't done, because of COVID and stuff, I haven't really pushed to meet with CPAs. I talk to them, but on no ongoing basis, like the program talks about or recommends. I've been spending most of my time focusing on the monthly calls with clients, asking for, you know, meaningful introductions during that time with them.
Right.
And using the monthly call, Rob, really to help change my business and build my business. So I think during our last call, I spent some time with you thinking about what other two or three things outside of this can I be working on. I found a fair amount of success with the monthly calls, bringing in new assets and things like that, you know, which has been a huge positive. For some reasons I'll tell you in a minute, but it seems like that's what I'm focusing most of the prospecting on, you know? Go ahead.
You know, look, you should get about a 30% lift in your practice from your existing clients.
Okay. Okay.
That's what we always kind of expect that. I mean, you don't have to if you don't really make the calls interesting, or you're not you're not good at this business, then you won't. But if you're good at this business and you're a fairly, you know, articulate human being, by doing the financial planning and with regular follow-ups and introducing new topics and making it an interesting client experience, you're going to gather more assets, you're going to do more business, and you should get referrals from your existing clients. That's kind of the given of the program.
Yeah, right.
And what we want is, you know, from there on, then what? You know, how are we going to double the business? We got to figure out another 70%. Now, if you can tell me that you're on track to double your business because of your existing calls, then I'm like, good.
Well,
you got it.
Well, I think so here's what's different, I guess, is that, oh, by the way, Rob, I'll share this with you. Morgan Stanley has been coming down on us and saying, look, tell your clients about this total wealth, this asset aggregation tool we have where, you know, you can go on Morgan Stanley, right, and look at your Fidelity statements on your Morgan Stanley website. And I can see that stuff too, Rob. So I made that as part of my monthly call in September. I said, every client I talk to, let's, you know, go on, put your stuff on Morgan Stanley so we can all see it. And as a result, I've already brought in a couple million, just in 2 months, I've brought in a couple million bucks in assets just from making that a focused call, you know, a focused effort on my call. So guess what I'm saying is I'm making a lot of these monthly calls. But what's changing for us is twofold. Number one, our business partner that left 5 years ago, he's part of that JPN sunset provision thing, whatever you call it, Rob, where, you know, he basically got 5 years of our business.
Right.
Now he's gone. So our business has just jumped up dramatically. But I know for a fact we wouldn't have kept all those clients if it wasn't for Supernova, because these clients love the program now. They love it. Like, they're going nowhere, you know? They're going nowhere. So that's a big deal. The other thing for me, Rob, and I know this isn't really talked about in the books or the tapes or anything, but we have another guy that's probably going to ask us to work with him. And while that's all great, he'll retire in 5 years, it's the Supernova monthly calling process that sold him on why he should work with Dave and I, okay, that was big, Rob. That was big. So now he knows, oh, my clients with $1.5 or $2 million are going to get a call every single month. This is phenomenal. Right? So that was helpful. And I know this isn't traditional supernova, prospecting, but I guess it's working for us in different ways is what I'm saying, without going outside the firm to necessarily grow our business. So,
those are big. Okay. So you told me that the monthly focus works, right? The monthly focus, and when you focused on aggregation tool, that worked, right? You want to tell your manager that their emphasis on the aggregation tool brought you $2 million.
Okay.
Look, there's an there's an expression that success has many authors and failure has none. Ever heard that expression?
No, I have not.
So success has many authors. So guess what? You are a success. So guess who gets the credit then? Your boss.
What's that?
Your boss then gets the credit. He's the author. He's the author. Credit,
yes.
Credit, interesting thing. Failure is very narrowly focused on the one person they can blame. But credit is shared by many.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Not voluntarily, but it's shared by many, meaning your boss will take credit, then the guy that runs the program will take credit, then the regional director will take credit, and then the head of the firm will take credit, okay?
Right, that's true.
So marketing, you're a marketer, so how do we market our successes within the firm? Okay,
absolutely.
Because look, their jobs are hard enough, and nobody ever tells them they're doing a good job.
That's a good point. All right, so that's worth saying. It's worth mentioning then. Okay.
So you call the manager and say, just wanted to let you know and give you a big thank you and an attaboy. This program worked for us. And here's how much we brought in. Okay.
Yep, absolutely.
Now you can see that internal marketing already has benefited you.
After 20 years, I think it finally has. You mean Morgan Stanley marketing or whatever. Yeah, it finally benefited.
Inside. So what I'm saying is, look, this other guy wants to join your team because you internally marketed something.
Oh, I see. Yes. Yeah, definitely. I agree with that.
You shared somehow, I don't know what you did, but you shared the fact that you're doing Supernova and you're giving 12-4-2.
Right.
And he either interviewed you or some, how did that go? Did you interview
Not
him?
Not yet.
How did he know about this?
Like a year ago, I talked to him before the whole office shut down. I told him what I was doing. And he's like, that's great. He's like, well, when the time is right, I'll reach out to you. I said, great. Then our business partner, who we've been working with, he is good friends with this other guy, Jeff, that's also thinking of retiring in the next 2 to 3 years. And they've been talking, and my old business partner, Steve, told Jeff that, like, we're talking to clients once a month, and Steve's pension income has been steady as a result of our business, so he's been kind of the talking for us. He's been kind of promoting us and it's worked out.
He's saying I had a good experience because these guys kept my clients and I got paid.
Yes.
Okay.
And that's right. Yeah.
So you've got a center of influence.
Oh, yeah. That's interesting, Rob. He's definitely a center of influence. Yes.
Okay. So I want you to talk to him once a month about introductions.
Introductions to people that he knows or other financial advisors that are looking to retire or both? Both, yeah. Okay. So once a month, interesting. All right.
All right, so you're going to make that a ritual.
Okay.
You know, I'd tell you to have coffee with him once a month, but, you know, you probably aren't going to want to do that. But
no.
Just Zoom him once a month and say, you know, how's the prospecting going?
Okay. All right.
Seriously, he knows the business. Who better? People are still approaching him. He's still out there. And who better to recommend somebody than him?
I agree. He's a happy camper.
So you brief him, give him a, once a month, you give him the respect of a briefing.
Okay. Yeah.
So you tell him, okay, this is what the company's doing. This is what's going on internally. This is what the, you know, our chief economist is saying. This is how it's going in the office. And then this is how, what we're doing investment process wise, Supernova process wise, and any questions?
And all right.
Like, this is so nice. What you're doing is giving him respect. Okay. He's still a client, right?
He likes research and stuff like that too, actually, Rob. He asks us, what does Morgan Stanley think? What is this stock report? He asks all this stuff. So would you formalize, I guess you would formalize this like you would a monthly call, right, with him to say to him, hey, I'm going to call you on a certain day. And okay.
You're going to give him an overall briefing, and then you're going to ask him about opportunities that he has. You know, have you run into any opportunities that you think would be worth our follow-up?
Yes. Okay. So in terms of wording it like that, okay, so any opportunities? All right. Good idea, Rob, really good idea.
And remember, he's bored to death at this point.
Well, he's an old guy. He's an outdoorsman. He lives up in Maine. He lives up in Union, Maine, Rob, which is, you know, close to 3 hours from here at least. And he likes to hunt. He likes to fish. He's part of, you know, he is part of like the fish and so and so society out there. He like studies lakes and levels and fish population. He does all this stuff. And he's got guys that he works with too on these projects. So there's opportunity there. There's opportunity there too.
Yeah. You don't give up your interest in this business just because you retire.
Right. Okay.
So, and be interested in what he's doing and listen to him because he's bored. And he doesn't get to talk to people like you very often, see?
That's true. And you know what, Rob, with that comment, I've had clients say to me, because of the COVID, I look forward to getting your calls every month. They said that prior to this. I have a client that's like, I can't wait for you to call because I'm inside all day, you know? And I'm like, this is great, you know? So, okay.
All right, I'm going to give you an idea that's kind of weird, but he'd be a good guy to form a mastermind group for stock ideas.
For stock ideas. Okay. Because he is a stock trader, not a daily trader, but he buys and sells fairly often. So a mastermind group for stock, basically stock ideas. Okay.
And he can help put it together for you. So it'd be his friends that that are interested in stocks, and just brainstorm with him about this. Guys that aren't clients, he knows have money and love stocks.
Oh. This is interesting, Rob. All right, so friends, not clients, that are, what'd you say again, that are interested?
In stocks. That are friends of his, but are interested in stocks and talking about stocks.
Okay.
Now, your job on the committee is to schedule the meeting. You be the Zoom coordinator, okay? You schedule the meeting. You invite everybody. You make sure the meeting goes well. You let him run it.
Yeah. Okay?
And the goal, yeah. Everybody brings a good idea every month. I do it every 2 weeks.
Every couple of weeks, you think? Okay.
Every 2 weeks. I do it every week. I've got a group that I do every week.
Huh. Friendly stuff. I'd be a Zoom coordinator. Okay. So let's see. Let me just send out the voice.
So everybody brings a good idea.
Yeah.
And then you examine each person's portfolio. You know, they get to talk about their portfolio.
Okay.
And you want to make this sort of covert. You don't want to make it like this is your prospecting opportunity.
Absolutely. I'd still be part of the call. He would run the call, basically. He'd be in charge of it.
He would run the call. You'd bring a good idea. You'd be just like one of the guys.
Now, the only thing is, Rob, with this whole wealth management, wealth process.
Yeah, forget about that.
All right. Does it make me look like a stock jockey here, which I'm not? Or, you know,
No, it looks like you're a guy with a brain, that's all.
Okay, all right. I would bring an idea. Okay.
So what happens is fewer and fewer people actually know anything about the market.
Yeah. That's for sure.
Okay.
Yep.
And so for you, you're really smart, you can come up with really good ideas. So you want to pick, okay, these are the five industry groups where there's accumulation, right? There's accumulation of people are buying, institutions are buying these five groups. And within each group, we're going to have a couple of companies that are really doing well. And your job for all of you guys is to try and discover where the money's going, where the money is going in the future. Okay. That's the idea. That's how you make money in stocks. What's changing in a company? There's some impetus to make the stock go up. New management team, new product. Knew something that isn't recognized by the market yet. So you get, sometimes they don't even recognize a whole industry group. So for example, the gaming industry, right? For old guys that didn't game, they don't have a clue, right?
They don't.
But if you notice that group has done really well during this whole COVID market thing and before, and it will do well after.
And I would be the one that could introduce that kind of
they're going to know. They're not going to be idiots. They're going to know, but what we want to do is we want to have an interesting conversation and enlighten them on things.
So
let's say gaming, right? And the gaming stocks, I'm not talking gambling now. There is a gambling side of it, but I'm talking about playing the games. So we have the 5G cycle right now, we have a new cycle, like we have a new cycle of iPhones. We have a new cycle of gaming right now that's coming on. So Microsoft and Sony are introducing new gaming hardware right now. Big deal. And you look at the market today, market's down 850 and Sony is up. Okay. That's a shocker for me, but it tells me that the premise of the concept is solid. Okay. It's in place. Sony's going to do fine. And then you kind of go from there and you go, they call them second derivative companies that will do well because Sony's doing well and because Microsoft is doing well.
Yeah. Etc. Let me ask you this, Rob, and what you said makes total sense here. So my business partner, Dave, I'm the CFP, right? He's much more of the stock follower and that kind of thing. He's much, much more into the actual investments and background behind it and the growth stories and stuff. is this still something I should probably take on by myself, or is that something that
I think that you can be the guy that coordinates the thing? Why don't you get him on this call too?
I could actually. Let me think. How do I do this? Yeah, hang on a second. You might have to send him an in. Hold on.
No, not on this call. I don't mean right now. I'm just saying on your call, in your mastermind group.
Yes, yes. Okay, that's what we could do. Maybe not every call, but maybe every –
Yeah, what the hell? He'd love it.
He would love it, actually. Have Dave participate on a call. Okay.
And okay. So you get – you know, you get four of his buddies from Maine – that want to know about stocks but don't know squat, right? And they never.
I see. These aren't necessarily guys.
They're guys with 5 million or 10 million or something that don't know anything and want to know something.
Okay. All right.
Or they're guys with 5 million that know a lot and are looking. You know, they don't understand financial planning, and you're going to be able to. What I find, I've got a stock group like this, right? And the guys don't understand how to use a person like you. They really don't do financial planning. They don't, they're idiots. You know, they'll use Fidelity or they'll use Vanguard or they got 5 or 10 million bucks and they don't know shit. Okay. And so this gives you a chance to to really highlight a little wisdom, a little knowledge, a little expertise. You're going to be wrong, but at least you're going to sound good.
Yeah, no, I understand it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a great idea. All right.
And you might learn something. This is important stuff because when you work with CEOs and things, they want to know that you know something about the market.
That's true. Yeah, that's true, yeah.
And everybody's going to tell you don't need any of this. Okay, and they're wrong. Okay, you don't need any knowledge of the stock market. You can just be a financial planner, and you can just do this stuff, and you know, just pick money managers, and that's BS. Okay,
yeah, I agree. Okay. By the way, Rob, I just wanted to mention one of the benefits I've seen from Supernova with what I've worked on is, I have about probably 90% of all the clients that I talk to on a monthly basis, they're annuitized now. They're like almost just about all annuitized. That was a big deal because, you know, you didn't, you know, tell me, hey, here's what you need to do out of the gates, Mark. You said, you know what, clients that are paying you at least $10,000 a year, those are clients you ought to be talking on. So I just want to relay that to you. That's been a huge piece of this program for me. And that's where I've wanted to get to for so many years, Rob. I've always wanted to be annuitized where Dave's not there. And it's worked out. It's worked out great. So.
Well, just think about your predictability. The quality of your earnings now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? If you value your company based on the quality of earnings, 90% annuitized practice with a retention rate of virtually 100% has a very high quality of predictability of earnings, right?
Very good point, yes.
So you would get, if you know, assuming you had no debt, you'd get a AAA rating.
Yeah.
And you get a higher PE because of the quality of the earnings and the predictability of the earnings.
Good point. And compliance is off my ass. So it's kind of nice, yeah, you know?
Of course they are, because Supernova teaches you everything you need to do this business perfectly so compliance can basically forget about you.
Yeah, you're right. It's scaled way, it's great. It's been good, plus everything from notes and everything else. So I thought that was worth mentioning. But I like this idea, Rob. I like this idea. This is a very useful idea. And I'm just wondering, you know, Steve is definitely the center of influence and likes the market, likes us. You know, I have to be thinking about who – maybe there's – I mean, Rob, let's – with
don't you think – remember this. Use the advice model. Do you remember the advice model?
Oh, God, it's been a little while. I forget. forget. I have it. I forget. What is the advice model? I'll admit.
Okay. So just think of the word advice, right? So the advice model is you don't try and figure it out. Okay. You're going to meet with him and you're going to say, hey, this just came to me. Why? This makes all the sense in the world that I, you know, that we should work together and think and do some brainstorming about who would value the experience that you're getting as a client.
Oh, I guess. Yeah. You know,
if you were me, how would you go about doing this? Or do you think this, you know, first of all, do you think it's a good idea? He'll say, hell yeah, it's a good idea. You guys are idiots. You haven't asked me for referrals before.
I see what you're saying. So,
do you think it's a good idea? And then how would you go about it? Those are the two questions. That's the advice model. Do you think it's a good idea? He'll say, yeah, of course it is. I've been waiting for a year for you to ask me for an introduction. Right? And if you were me, how would you go about it? And he'd go, and then say, and he'll say, well, I don't know. I mean, I can't think about it. You say, hey, I got an idea.
I have an idea. Yeah.
And just say, look, here's my idea. How about we create this kind of mastermind group of people that are interested in stocks?
Yes. Yes. But do you put any, just if he's into it, you know, I don't want his neighbor, you know, that has a couple hundred grand to his name.
No, you say, this is like a poker game, $5 million entry.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Okay. I got to hang on a second. Let's see. Okay, so.
And you're not saying join the club and become a client. You're saying join the club, learn a bunch of things, and if you think we bring some value through what you've seen, then of course we'd like to do business with you.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. Yep. Okay. So I guess what I was thinking more, Rob, of like who else would I ask? But I'm going to go down this route with Steve, like we talked about. You know, sure, it's going to be positive. And then, you know, because here's the thing, Rob, because you made a point early in the program, which was this. The program can take, once you're on a annuitized business and you have a schedule, you've now created a lot more balance in your life and with your business, okay? So there are days, Rob, where I have two or three calls for now, and I have 5 hours of downtime. And I'm thinking like, okay, you know, what can I, but this is a way to sort of start using some of that downtime. And then I could do it again with somebody else if this, you know, if whatever, you know?
Yeah. It's okay. And you can do it. Look, you can do it. You can take your CPA and say, look, there's a lot. I'll give you some examples, right? I did a call on how to use LinkedIn.
Okay.
And I used a friend of mine, right? Bill Johnston. He's an expert on using LinkedIn in marketing. Now think about you doing that.
Yeah.
For your clients that are all doing business. Teaching them how to use LinkedIn effectively to market.
Teaching my clients.
Your real clients, yeah. Your regular clients.
How to use LinkedIn. Well, a lot of our clients are retired. Most of our clients are close to retirement, if not retired. So we don't have a lot of, you know, existing CEOs and existing people like that. Anyways, go on. And see, you know.
So we did it, and we had about 100 people on the call.
Yeah.
It worked out great, and he got business from it, and he's referred business to me.
Oh.
You know, financial advisors that need Supernova, I've referred business to him. Then we formed another mastermind group, and we're working on a diversity project together, because we have tennis in common. So we got that going on. I use Bill Cates to used his email list and my email list to do one on how to get introductions, right? how to get more introductions using the VIPSA process. And I interviewed him and he interviewed me and we talked about how we work and so forth. And we had 360 people on that call.
I got
three or four clients out of that call.
And what was the topic of the call, Rob? Like, what was the
Well, it was Bill. It was Bill Cates, and it was prospecting in the COVID environment.
Oh, interesting. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. How do you prospect? Yep. How do you ask for referrals? How do you get introductions in a COVID environment? And we had a great time. We just got on here, and just like you and I, everybody is watching. You know, over here on the side, on this side.
Yeah.
Is a list of everybody that's checking in, right? And
yeah.
Then you and I would just have this conversation and they'd all be watching us. And then they write in questions and ask questions of both of us. And then we answer that once we talk for say 30 minutes, then we wrote out six questions for each of us.
Yeah.
So I asked him six questions and he asked me six questions. And then we went to the panel. We went to the questions from the audience and we answered those questions.
Oh, wow. That's good.
It was, and now I've got guess what I got out of it? I got three or four clients, but more importantly, I've got his whole email list now.
Right. Right.
So the person that watched the first one watched the second one.
That's
she
great.
She wrote in and told me how great it was and how much she appreciated it and so forth.
Right. So it's using Zoom, it's using the,
right.
Getting a lot of people on with some common interest, whatever
right.
that is.
So okay. Guess what? We're going to have an election, right? And everybody's going to be freaked out. What's going to happen? They're freaked out now, but I mean, they're going to be freaked out even more after the election. If Trump gets elected, it'll be back to everything that we know now. But if Biden gets elected, it's like, okay, what do I need to do estate planning wise? What do I need to do tax wise? What do I do before the end of the year? Should I sell everything? Should I lock in capital gains? What should I do? Right?
Yeah.
So you get on there with a CPA and you do a joint, you know, he emails to his clients, you email to your clients, get on here. We're going to do a joint call with your CPA and talk about strategies, you know.
So that's interesting. So have a common Zoom call with the CPA client. Okay, common Zoom call with the CPA with my clients and his clients.
Right, and then the next call is with your estate planning attorney, his
right.
clients, your clients. You ask questions, get all the answers. Now you got a list of all his clients. And what you do is ahead of time, you say, look, I'm not going to ever prospect your clients without your permission. But if I have an interesting Zoom call about the outlook for the economy, with your permission, I'm going to send them an invitation. You'll go, sure, that's okay. Just don't prospect them.
I would never prospect your clients. Yeah, without your permission. Yeah, all right. Huh. In terms of the topics and stuff, I guess I would talk to the accountant. I know who I would talk to and exchange some ideas. And I've got some resources and he's got some resources and put something that's appealing to the audience. So that's going
right.
to want people.
So okay. you send him questions that you want him to ask you. So his question to you would be something like, you know, Mark, what are your clients nervous about right now? What are they asking you questions about?
Oh, I see. Yeah.
I see.
Yep. Okay.
What do you, do you see in the market now as an opportunity? What do you think about this? You know, so you chill yourself. You ask questions that you think you'd sound good about and you have answers to. And then he sends you a series of questions that he wants to answer.
Oh, okay. So exchange questions. Okay.
Right. So you send him questions that you want to answer, and he sends you questions that he wants to answer.
All right.
That make him look smart.
And
so let's say you did a series of these, right? So you do one a month, and this one's going to be on on the tax implications, right? The next one's going to be how that those tax implications are going to affect estate planning and what are some strategies, depending on your situation, things that you could do to mitigate your estate tax.
Okay.
Okay, so you use an estate planning attorney for the second one. And then the third one is the outlook for the economy and strategies for taking advantage of the, you know, the next boom that's coming.
The next boom. It's a good idea, actually. Jeez, that's interesting. And you're using current?
Right.
Okay.
And you got smart guys, right, that, you know, tell you what's going on, what's happening with the economy and how to take advantage of different things. And so you share those things. So you can pull somebody, from New York and put them on a Zoom call, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Get people from all over the world to do this stuff. I just had a Zoom call with a friend from, South America, from São Paulo, Brazil. And I'm going to do a series of Zoom calls for him.
Oh, wow.
He's actually going to pay me.
So let me add, well, I wouldn't want to dilute it. I mean, I'm always a big fan, Rob, of getting an outside person to come in and do a lot of the work for you, but I still want to be looked at as, you know, the smart, you know, the CFP and, the investment advisor. So I wouldn't want to take away the focus too much on me because his clients, I guess I just do it the right way. Just do it the right way, that's all, right?
You're bringing them information. That's the key. It's, look, your clients, there's a couple things to always remember. Your clients want to be smart, and they want to avoid being dumb. And they're two different. They're two different things. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
They feel dumb when the market goes down, you know, 10,000 points, and they didn't do a thing, right? And they feel dumb, and they feel smart when they figured out something and they hired the right money manager and that guy's outperformed the market and he's done it with less risk. They feel smart because they hired you and they feel smart because you hired them. So now you made them feel smart, but because you kept some cash and invested at the bottom, then they don't feel dumb. Okay. So the game isn't to be perfect. The game is to be 51% perfect. Okay.
Okay.
Just a little better than average. And in our business, where the market consistently goes up over time, being 51% right makes you a hero.
So this could be something where my clients dial in or they zoom in and I would let them know if they have friends or family that are also interested, or do you branch out like that? I mean,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, but you also have all of his clients that are seeing you and are,
right.
And you're being represented as a smart guy.
So how does he market this to his clients, Rob? I mean, phone calls from the assistant in the office
You send an email to everybody and invite them.
Send an email.
Yeah, it's just a series of email invitations.
All right.
Have you ever hired a guy to help you with your marketing, with your LinkedIn marketing and your internet marketing and your use of LinkedIn, of the internet?
No, I mean, I know it's out there, Rob, but no, we haven't.
You have money, right? I mean, your partner's successful, you're successful.
Yeah.
Why don't I hook you up with my friend and you hire him by the month and he changes your world. Okay. He updates your website. He updates your LinkedIn site. He makes you smart. Okay. And
well,
think about what and I don't always know all the way that people finance different things, but whatever it costs you and time and money for me, okay, has paid you back 10 times.
Yeah, okay? Definitely.
Right.
Definitely,
and the advantage also is it will continue to pay you every year and you don't need to pay me.
No, I agree. definitely.
The knowledge is this amazing thing. You read a book and it's 40 years of somebody's brain, and you pay, you know, $17 for the book, and you get 40 years of knowledge, and you read it and you implement it and put the book away, and you just used up that human being, right? In the sense, you just sucked his brain out.
Right.
And the same as hiring a consultant. If a consultant is worth a crap, you're going to make 5 or 6 or 10 times your money. So part of your budget every year should be to hire coaches and consultants to make you better. To make you better.
I think I have the answers, but I don't. Aside from
because you're a good learner. See, you're a good learner. You don't just take a course and forget about it. You actually implement it. You ask a million questions, which in the beginning I thought was strange. But
yeah, I know.
But what I found was that you made me a better coach because I had to answer them. And what I did was the questions that seemed kind of obvious once I was answering them, I discovered that they weren't so obvious. And the answers that I had to give you, I found myself were very interesting. Because that many people would ask me those questions. And so I had to kind of examine the process and the linking of everything that I do, because you'd ask me, okay, how is that linked? Exactly how do you do that? And I'd have to build it for you. And then by building it for you, I discovered some things that are helpful in teaching other people that process. So,
So just getting back to the guy from your friend for a minute. Rob, aside from helping us with the page and the website and the LinkedIn, in terms of that is part of marketing, but what other kinds of things does
he'll
he do?
He'll be like I am. He will make you open your brain.
Okay.
Because he works with financial advisors, hundreds of them, that are doing really creative things that you're not doing.
Okay. There's value there, yeah.
Oh, there's huge value there. Think about it, right? You're like, okay, so what are other people doing? He'll go, how many ideas do you want?
Good. Okay. All right. So he's a good resource then. Definitely.
Yeah. And so I'll do this will be a good experience for you. So I will do a LinkedIn introduction from me to you, from him to you. Okay.
Okay. So that's fine.
Cindy will set it up just like you would any other call. And I'll just do the introduction and then I'll get off and you guys will talk and decide whether you want to hire him or not. That's up to you.
Okay.
Now, you see what that does for you though? That teaches you how to do this properly.
Right. And I've been using that too. What you're doing right now, Rob, is you're basically, you know, setting up the introduction. That's what I've been trying to do, you know, for the last probably 6 months or anyways with clients with some success. So, yeah.
Are you using Zoom to do the introductions?
I am. Truthfully, in terms of new prospects, if they've been referred to us, they just sign up with us, you know. But I haven't had an opportunity yet, but I would use Zoom. I absolutely would use Zoom.
Because remember the number one way we used to say to get an intro, the number one, the best way to get an introduction is in person.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
Right. The second best was a telephone introduction, right? Conference call, telephone introduction. That's the second best way. And then the third best was an email or a LinkedIn introduction.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Okay, so this is the best. So this is what we want to do.
Okay, fine, yeah, good.
And then it's done, right? Because what'll happen if I say, okay, here's the guy's phone number, call him, and you get busy, you forget, you lose the phone number, now you feel guilty because you didn't call him, and then he doesn't hear from me, and he doesn't hear from you, and he goes, your guy never called me, and da 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 da. So everybody does a sloppy job, you see, versus I do it and I'm over.
All right, so send it along. That's fine.
Right. And remember, when you give an introduction, you're making three people happy.
Right. Yourself and the two other people.
Right. Because people like to help people. People like to fix things.
Right. People, you've said that all along. Yeah.
Right. And you don't, so don't be afraid to ask people because they want to help.
Okay. Yeah, I'm interested to hear what he has to say, actually. I'm always, whether or not, you know, you do it or not, I'm very interested to hear what he has to say. And we do have a budget for this stuff. And God knows with this COVID, Rob, we haven't been spending a whole lot of money. So, you know.
Right. So if we don't get good at this stuff, we could be here another year. Right? I mean, truth. Even if people take the vaccine, people are still going to be walking around with the corona. And if you don't, if even if you've had the vaccine, do you really want to test it to see if you can get it?
I know. No, no.
So you're still going to be cautious probably for a whole nother year. So you better figure out how to market with this stuff.
You know? No, I agree.
You know what I mean? And then when it's over, you go, you know what? We could meet for coffee. Why don't we just do a Zoom?
Yeah.
So much easier. Boom, it's over. And you don't have to. You don't have to leave the house. You know, it's like everybody can be lazy.
And you said for the reaching out to my old business partner, Steve, and getting together, you know, his people he knows to have a stock conversation once every couple of weeks, say, that would be through Zoom too, right?
Yep. And you'd schedule it. It wouldn't be every couple of weeks. It would be every 2 weeks.
Every 2 weeks. Oh, yeah. All right.
Very specific. And you'll schedule it. You want everything very specific, and you want to bring a good idea. What I said was you want to bring a good idea, and you want to bring an idea that you want to short.
That you want to short? Okay. All right.
Well, think about it. Then what? Who can be wrong, right? You can. Right? The market goes down and you go, here's my short idea. It worked, right?
Oh, my God. Okay.
Plus, short ideas are hard. You know, you really have to think about a short idea.
I know. I haven't. We're pretty optimistic about most investments. You know, so thinking about a short idea. Yeah.
But you're a smart guy, and really smart people want to think about, you know, they like the idea of selling a stock short and what company is going to go down.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Boston Properties and, I mean, these companies, these REITs that were, that own malls and things.
Yeah.
You know.
Go ahead.
Simon Properties, I think, was $250 and it's 64 now.
Wow, yeah.
Okay, yeah. And we've had a real nice recovery, right?
You know, with some of the market, yeah.
So when it was 64, Boston Properties was still 95.
Was still what?
Boston Properties is now 74.
Wow.
Okay, so there's still room on some of these shorts.
Absolutely.
It takes some guts, but you know why? Why does it take any more guts than going long? You're still betting, you know.
You're still betting. You know what? You can talk a good game with pretty. You can make rationale. You know, for in this business, you know, with almost anything.
Right. So. And clients get a little sick of people that are just talking long.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
Oh, he's just so optimistic. Yeah. He always says the same thing. Market's going to go up. Just hold on. Well, let's talk. Let's have a good story for all markets.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, let's show some intellectual capability here.
Right. And you know what, Rob? There has to be a part of Morgan Stanley research that probably has those ideas too. You know, I'm not sure I need to come up with all these ideas. So, you know, yeah. Great. Okay.
So you've got, you know, Mike Wilson, right? That's his name. Yeah, Mike Wilson. He's been very smart and very good in these markets.
He has been good.
Yeah, he's kept people sane. So he's got a good track record. So your star as an equity picker is should be pretty high, right? He's been right.
I see. He's very good at a macro reports, yeah. Okay. Oh, and you know what? Stocks, as you know, it can be index, you know, it can be ETFs, which are, you know, is there an industry we want to go short on, or is there an industry we want to go long on, you know?
Well, there's a lot of interesting things happening in China, like them or not. They've got the equivalent of every one of our stocks. You know, they've got the equivalent of Amazon. They've got the equivalent of these great, they've got biotechnology companies that are doing amazing things in terms of research and development in conjunction with many of our drug companies. So, and they're making a much better recovery economically, cause they can tell people if you don't wear a mask, we're going to shoot you, you know?
Yeah.
So they have a little more control over their society than we do. So, you know, just keep, you know, open your mind. And, even if it's, you know, even if it's like, say, you know, Winslow, I think they're a good money manager. So, you know, what are their new picks? Well, Splunk was their new pick that I noticed when they were buying it for me. And I'm like, why are they picking this? You know, what's going on? So I research it and then I buy some of my own, right? So you can get your ideas from a lot of different places and you can be, you can just be a very interesting person rather than just being a, you know, a CFP and managing asset allocation and all. That's good. Okay. But I think you can be an intellectual when it comes to the business. I think it makes your story a more credible story.
I see what you're saying. Okay, great. I got actually 3 o'clock call coming up.
Me too.
Excellent. Well, thanks a lot, Rob. This was very helpful.
Yeah, it was fun. What's fun? What are we doing? Are we on board? Are we? Where are we financially in this relationship?
I think the last payment went out or recently or going out, or I mean, I think we're just about fully paid up anyways. Is that what you're wondering in terms of the year?
Yeah, I mean, are we starting another 12 months? Or are we doing, what are we doing?
Well, I haven't really thought about the, you know, what the options are. I know that after 12 months, typically, Rob, right? I mean, we can hire you as necessary is one of the options, which I thought about. I don't think at this point doing another 12 months, I've got to work on this stuff here.
But you can see how valuable, look, the reality is it's very valuable to talk to me periodically.
Yeah.
Okay.
I agree.
You can make money talking to me.
Oh, no, I know. Absolutely. And this is.
I'm not selling myself. I'm just telling you that you should. What I do typically is I have guys, they go through the year-long program, and then they sign up for once a month. And I don't care. You know, I do all this. You know, I do this voluntarily, right? I don't take
it. Yeah, I know. So you can do that, though. You can do that like per month. You can just keep going for 3 months.
Yeah, you know? I just, you know, you sign up for a year, another year, and it's like, I don't know, it's not expensive. And so you just once a month for a half an hour, we talk and I just keep you on track and bring you up. You know, you tell me what you're doing. And the problem is when the gaps are too wide, okay, between the time you have an accountability coach, you won't do as well. You need the gaps to be fairly tight. Like, okay, then you're going to do this. Did you do it?
Okay.
Everybody needs an accountability coach. I don't care who you are. President of the United States. Everybody. Okay.
Right.
And so I just recommend it. You know, it's just, I think it makes sense.
Yeah, I agree.
So let's do two things. I will have Cindy reach out to you. You think about what you want, what you need, maybe every other month, maybe every month, maybe whatever. I'll have Cindy reach out and then I'll have her reach out for that introduction to Bill Johnston for the technology.
Yeah, fine.
I think that'd be great.
Okay. Great, Rob.
Right.
Sounds good. Thanks again. All right. Take care. All right. We'll see you, Rob. Bye. Uh-huh.